I do, everything I say, it just comes out the wrong way, yeah. I don't know why I even try when it only made me cry. When it only made me cry. When it only made me cry. When it only made me weep, weep and cry. Tonight I wish I may, hey, I wish I might make a wish on you tonight. Finally get something right. Finally get something right. Finally get something right tonight. Comes out the wrong way, yeah. I don't know why I even try when it only made me cry. When it only made me cry. When it only made me cry. When it only made me weep, weep and cry.
Great little studio in here.
Oh, it's not, it's a little warm. We're gonna, I don't know. There's windows open, Jimmy Foot. Can we crack one of those things open? Yeah, let's get those open. And while Jimmy Foot, who is the Phil Spector of Humboldt County, without the shooting.
No, I've got a shooting right now.
Right on. I mean, it's nice to have you here. You guys, let's start with Joe. You are the singer of this band.
Yeah, I write all the songs. I met Jimmy about 14 years ago. And I'd been just recording in his studio, and he encouraged me to get out and start actually playing these songs that I've been writing for all these years. And I appreciate
it. After you got the face transplant.
Right, right. And so basically, like, my understanding is, like, you were going to his studio, and then he was just like, go do it. Like, Jimmy Foot, you've seen a ton of bands come through your Bongo Boy Records. People know that. And so when Jimmy Foot says, just go do it, you went and did it.
Yeah, well, and then we met Kevin here, and when Kevin showed up, it really
we were kind of like screwing around for about 10 years, 11 years or so, playing every week and not really doing any gigs or paying much attention to it, and then we found out that Kevin was available, and he turned out to be, like, you know, really the missing ingredient.
On the upright bass?
Yes.
Yeah.
We here at K-Hum have a strong belief that whenever you're in the room with an upright bassist, you are not the coolest person in the room, just by default. Do you ever get together with other upright bassists and just, like, talk about how awesome you are?
There's just not enough of us.
That's true. And that's why you're always in bands.
Yes.
And then besides that, they're so jealous because Kevin is the awesome est guy.
Pretty good bass.
I feel sorry for Kevin because he hangs out with Jimmy and I, and we're nothing but treble.
Well, let's do another song from King Foot. Before we do that, when is your next show? Oh. When can people come see you?
So we're playing at Siren Song Tavern this Saturday night from 9 till midnight.
Siren Song. Have you played there before?
Yes, we played there once, twice.
It's fun, right? Place.
It's a great place. Yeah. It's really nice. It used to be the old Town Bar and Grill in the old days.
Fingers haven't
And now good. It's just as sweet. Mm-hmm. It's got some of the greatest beer in Humboldt County.
I feel like that room should not sound as good as it does, but I never have a problem understanding vocals in there. Like it's not too loud. It's just right.
It's great acoustics. It's probably the best acoustics of any place I've played in Humboldt County.
Siren Song?
Yeah.
Which is weird because there's that huge glass window there, and like the floor is super shiny, and there's just so much like reflective surface in there. But yeah, it really does sound good.
I think it's just the aura of all the musicians that have played there over the decades.
Yeah, my band used to come up here in the 80s, and we played at the Old Town Bar and Grill, and just loved that place.
What band were you in the 80s?
The Rhythmatics.
Oh, of course. All right, let's do another song. Kingfoot in the House, live on KHUA.
This one's called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Well, I cry, cry, cry over you. It's the only thing I can do. You broke my heart, broke it in two. Now I cry, cry, cry over you.
Yeehaw!
Odele, odele, odele. They fall like rain because you caused me so much pain. I cry in ocean deep and blue. Yes, I cry, cry, cry over you.
Yeehaw.
Don't want to start a new romance. I stay at home, just feeling blue. Yes, I cry, cry, cry over you.
Yeehaw!
I can do. You broke my heart, broke it in two. Now I cry, cry, cry. Oh yes, I cry, 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 cry over you.
Woo! There we go. Kingfoot here in the KM studio. Now, do you have any songs that are maybe fun in nature? Like these downers are starting to add up.
Well, that's the happiest little sad song I ever wrote.
Most of the happy songs that he does, if you listen to the words, are really sad.
like Morrissey style. Like, man, that's toe tapping. Oh, wait, girlfriend in a coma. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice dirty secret. So Kingfoot, you guys have been working on a record for how long now?
Well, we just record every time we get together. So all of our recordings, it's live, it's us playing it, you know, down from top to bottom, and then we're just going through all the good takes and putting together. We had a preliminary release, and now this is our first, like, kind of real album.
Now, Jimmy Foote, you are playing the lead guitar here. You're a studio guy, bongo boy. You have seen so many bands come through the Humboldt County scene. What was the last time you were in a proper band?
Oh,
does this count as a proper band?
Well,
let's start
actually,
there.
Yeah, I've been playing with bands since I've been up here. You know, I played with Jocelyn and Ishi Dubey for a while. I played with the Jalikunda Twins, African music and stuff like that. So, I have that kind of a background coming into this acoustic thing, which has always been part of my thing too.
This is like the opposite of African music. This is like very white music.
Well, I don't know how to take that. No, I'll take it. No, it's of the Caucasian persuasion.
Is that what you're saying?
They're like Africanized bees.
Yeah, there you go. It's exactly like I don't know what that meant.
How did I know?
What's happening next? What song are we going to hear?
Hard Road?
How is that an outlaw?
Oh, outlaw.
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 Okay.
Outlaw.
All right.
There we go. This one's a fun one. I don't know, Jimmy. Oh, yeah.
Got a note and a gun. What I said will be done. And if you do as you are told, you will give me all your gold. It looks like my job is done. Please excuse me, I must run. It's for the border that I ride. I may run, but I won't hide. I'll be a ghost, I won't be found. Living life out on the run. All the while having fun. I'm an outlaw, yes I know. Got a darkness in my soul. A gun. What I said will be done. And if you do as you are told, you will give me all your gold. It looks like my job is done. Please excuse me, I must run. It's for the border that I ride. I may run, but I won't hide. May try to hunt me down. I'll be a ghost, I won't be found. Living life out on the run. All the while having fun. I'm an outlaw, yes I know. Got a darkness in my soul. I'm an outlaw, yes I know. Got a darkness in my soul. I'm an outlaw, yes I know. Got a darkness in my soul.
Was that the fabled live fade out? It felt like you guys were going to fade out live.
That was a live fade out.
Oh, my God. Could you fade out live the next song? I always love seeing bands go, oh, God, we fade this out on the record. Here we go. And this is, everything gets quiet.
We faded out live on the record, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, sweet.
That's the way we planned.
By the way, where is your Kingfoot CD available for purchase?
Well, Saturday at the Siren Song show, it will be available, and then we will be trying to get it out to various locations. I'm not.
And you are actually going to get the very first copy today.
We get 0001.
That's right.
I mean, sorry, 0000000001.
That's right.
Thanks for adding the zeros.
And we also got a T-shirt for you.
Oh, sweet, cool Kingfoot T-shirt. Oh, that's fantastic. When did you guys get those printed up?
A couple weeks ago.
Nice. Yeah. You got your merch scene in order, Kingfoot. Yes. Can we do a few more? I got to take a break. You want to do like three more? All right, cool. More live music right here on KHUM with Kingfoot in the house.
When you shop at Red Way Feed Garden.
We're back. It's KHUM Radio, Freeform Radio, 104.3, 104.7, KHUM, Cutting Eureka, Arcade of Ferndale, and Kingfoot joins us here in the studio. Now, you guys, it was nice to, first of all, you guys did a real solid for Friends of the Dunes. That was cool of y'all. It's fun to see you play there. Everybody said good things. Siren Song Saturday, what's next after that?
Kevin's the master of the calendar here.
In December, we're doing the Northern Humboldt County Crafts Fair Tour, the Kingfoot Tour.
Okay.
And so we're playing at Hum Arts, on, which is the Redwood Acres Crafts Fair, on the 6th, December 6th, at 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the Turf Room. And then we're doing the Bayside Fair on the 14th of December at 1 p.m., and we're also doing the Arcata Holiday Crafts Fair at the Community Center at 1 p.m. on the 15th.
All right. Well, that's a lot of shows. Do you have a website, Facebook? You got
Facebook
page.
Facebook and friend us.
Friend them up on Facebook.
That's right.
Make it so. All right. Well, Kingfoot here in the building. We got time. Let's do three more.
Okay. This next song is called How Was I to Know? It's a song about the indiscretions of youth and the regrets of old age.
One, two.
It's so strange to see you here so far from home. You look so lovely. Oh, how was I to know? Oh, how was I to know? We were oh so young then, and I had to go. Here you are before me. Oh, how was I to know? Oh, how was I to know? The whole world over, London, Paris, Rome. Here we meet in Lisbon. Oh, how was I to know? Oh, how was I to know? Sight for sore eyes, but it's time to go. Please don't linger longer, dear. Oh, how was I to know?
Kingfoot here in the K-Home studio. First time ever that you've been here, been playing together for over a decade.
Well, Jimmy and I have.
Kevin's
fairly new.
Which of y'all is the Ringo?
No Ringo. We don't have no Ringo.
No, Kevin's the Ringo and the Paul McCartney.
So I play the bass, I play the drums, and I play the banjo all in the bass.
Oh, okay. It's like that.
All in one instrument.
That's a lot of talk from a bassist.
and then Joe's the John Lennon.
And, oh, gosh.
And I'm the George Harrison. I'll play whatever you want me to. I just want to please you.
Seriously,
I would not
though.
Compare myself to
this is the eternal question, and it's been done to death, but I can never get enough of it. Just like one by one, who, starting with Jimmy Foote, record producer and guitarist, who is your favorite Beatle?
My favorite Beatle is John Lennon.
John Lennon. Okay. Well, 100%. You're wrong about that. Let's go over here to Joe.
Mine's the guy who didn't make it, who like left the band right before it got big.
Like, which one? Pete Best?
Stuart. Pete Best. Pete Best. Yeah. Pete Best. That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah, and there was Stuart Sutcliffe, right? Wasn't he?
No.
He was in like these skiffle band. I don't care.
You gotta like a guy that misses out. Like on the thing of the century. You know?
There was a guy who was in the Stones for like 6 months, and then he was like, "This is not going well," and so he bailed, and he just had a parallel life that did not go well either, and wound up selling concessions. He's a hot dog guy at a Coliseum that the Stones came and played at,
Wow. And
he sort of came face to face with what should have been, but they wound up bringing him on stage, which is fine. Now over here on bass, Kevin.
So, Kevin,
who is the superior Beatle in your view?
The superior Beatle. I'd say Yono.
Yono. I come around on Yoko.
Okay.
Man, I used to just detest her, but now I get it. I get it now.
Tsunami next.
Tsunami.
So this next song actually comes with a public service announcement. If you are down by the beach or in a low-lying area and you feel a strong earthquake, please head to higher ground.
One, two, three, four.
I went surfing just the other day out at Thunder Jetty at the mouth of Humble Bay when this earthquake struck, caught a great big swell, and I started to paddle, you know, I almost fell. I stood up and I dropped in and made my bottom cut. Oh my God, I can't believe my luck, cause I'm a-riding the tsunami, yeah, I'm riding the tsunami, yeah. North Shore, Hawaii. Coast Guard found out about my little trip and they sent out the captain of a cutter ship. Oh, the captain asked me if I wanted to be saved. I said, no thanks, I think I'll ride this wave. He said I was crazy, I was gonna die. I just said goodbye, cause I'm a-riding the tsunami, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm riding the tsunami, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the way to the North Shore, Hawaii. Been surfing for 3 days straight and I was starting to feel mighty weak when this tuna fish jumped out of the sea and landed right on my board right there in my feet. I picked it up, I ate it raw sushi, cause I'm a-riding the tsunami, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm riding the tsunami, yeah, yeah, yeah. All the way to the North Shore, Hawaii. Oh, little surfer, little one, you're the one I'm dreaming of, my surfer girl. My little surfer girl. I know you're waiting for me there on the beach in Hawaii. Here I come. Well, I
I went surfing just the other day out at the Nochetti at the mouth of Humble Bay when there's an earthquake struck, caught a great big swell, and I started to paddle, you know, almost fell when I surfed and dropped and made my bottom cut. Oh my God, I can't believe my luck, cause I'm a rock riding the tsunami. Riding the tsunami all the way to North Shore, Hawaii. I said all the way to North Shore, Hawaii. I said all the way to North Shore, Hawaii.
It's KM Radio, Kingfoot. All right, now look. This is the part of the program where we start throwing hardballs. There are a number of factual inaccuracies in that song. First of all, that is terrible advice for the children. You want to get to high ground, kids.
That's why I gave the public service announcement before the song.
Okay. Okay, that's true.
I was trying to cover my tracks there.
You still got two wrongs, though. Okay, secondly, that tsunami is not going to go to North Shore. It's going to refract. It's going to go somewhere, but there's no – I mean, you would have to – that would be a cutback. That would I don't know how it would get you there. So strike two.
I think if you fact check Joe's songs, you're going to find a lot of those issues.
Actually, I wrote that song. I had this. I wrote that song probably in 1987 shortly after I moved to Humboldt County, and it was a dream I had. I woke up from this dream and I just wrote that song. So yeah, it's a dream song.
I talked to a guy once who surfed the morning of the Crescent City tsunami.
Oh, wow.
In South Beach. Mm-hmm. And he did not get the wave, mm-hmm. obviously. He set it up as though he did, though. He's like, yeah, I surfed that day. Tsunami day. It's like, oh, that's crazy. What was that like? He's like, well, actually, it was early in the morning. It was dawn patrol.
Yeah, we used to like to paddle out on big days just to, you know, and then you just sit, get behind the break and you just ride up and down on the big day and then you paddle back in.
Did like, you tell him say, if you oh, I was really out. Catch I was the out. Wave, you wouldn't be here doing the interview right now.
No, we had that surfman yesterday, the captain from the Coast Guard, who is like the Top Gun boat captain. When they go out in the harbor and they ride those 20-foot waves, they're just practicing. And she knows water. She's like, it's like a dance, man. Well, we got time for one more. Again, Kevin, Joe, Jimmy, they comprise Kingfoot, and the band's name comes from sort of a mashup of all y'all's names. How does that break
well,
down?
Well, I used to have a stage name of Joe King. Like, I mean, I had bands back in college days, and my stage name was Joe King back then, which I thought was funny. But anyway, so it's a mashup of Joe King, Jimmy Foot, Kingfoot,
and then our relationship with the Sasquatch community.
That's right.
Yeah. What is that about? Because well, we had to go there at some point.
Well, when we were hiking a few years ago, and we ran into these Sasquatch, and they brought us into their village, and they, for some reason, really liked Joe's song. So we said, maybe we got something here.
That's a market if you can exploit it. Kulika has done that very successfully.
Ah.
Now, wow, you have a Sasquatch shaped tip jar.
That's tremendous. This is the holy Sasquatch
Grail.
Now, Jimmy Foote, not to horn in on you specifically, okay. But you've been around the Humboldt County music scene for a long time. Your name is on a lot of local records. Is there a band that stands out to you as one that like coulda, shoulda, woulda been bigger?
I gotta say that. After all the years that I spent in San Francisco and, you know, having the opportunity to work with some really high-end people, Humboldt County is rich with talent. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of bands that are out there. I'm working with a young band, these teenagers at UFO8, and I think that
I've heard of them,
they're a killer young band.
Now, your history does go back through, like, you engineered the Rod Deal records.
Right.
What was that like?
Okay, I produced it, mm-hmm. Back then it was, music business, there was more money, and projects were bigger, and the stakes were higher, and I actually lost a ton of money on that.
Oh, you did? Really? Hold on, you lost a ton of money on the Rod Deal record?
Yeah.
How so?
Well, because I didn't think there was any way that he wouldn't be signed. Because I had contacts at the top level of three major reggae labels, and they all turned them down because their excuse was there's no Jamaicans in the band.
Hmm.
So
Wait, okay, so you spent a bunch of money making the raw deal. Sorry, rest of Kingfoot, but this is, like, we've been obsessing. And we've been obsessing
this,
over the raw deal legacy.
This happens all the time. Jimmy has 1,000,010 stories, literally.
Well, let's just do this one then. So you spent, like, a bunch of money going, okay, so I will be able to sell this recording to a label. And
no way we can lose, because I got the contacts, because they had sold thousands of their cassettes out of that little tiny town of Garberville. Because the message, because it was great, because the engineer was Terry Becker, who had done Dust in the Wind and Taj Mahal and Jackson Browne, and, you know, but that's kind of the way the industry works, which is why it's failing now.
So where was that recorded? In McKinleyville?
Or? Wally Hyder's in San Francisco.
Okay. And you produced that thing. Did you know those guys?
Yeah, Susie and I, Susie co-produced it, my wife. She was managing the studio at the time. We met Rod when we were promoting the Rhythmatics record, and he was a DJ on K-Hum.
Not K-Hum.
K-Mud. I mean, K-Mud, pardon me. Yeah. K-Mud, yeah. Sorry about that.
K-Hum's okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of him.
And so then we found his cassette and thought it was great. And years later, we got together and did it. And I'm really glad we did it because, I mean, Rod's not here to see. But if he was, he'd be really happy that his music is still being enjoyed by people.
It absolutely is. And just as a snapshot of a time and place, like, it's a document to what, you know, like, people just kind of get hushed when they talk about Rod Deal. Like, they, you know, nobody was talking about marijuana culture the way he was openly, and et cetera. Now, you said that Humboldt County has produced a ton of good music. We know this. And all you have to do is go to, like, Redding, which is a massive city by comparison to Eureka or McKinleyville. And there are, like, no good bands in all. I'm sure there's a good band in Redding somewhere, but, like, we got bands spilling out. Yeah. So who's the worst band?
The worst band. I was trying to think of somebody that owed us money, but that's all right.
Well, I sense a dodged question coming up. So without further ado, I want to thank you guys for being here. We got time for one more. What will Kingfoot send us out with?
This song is called Hard Road, and it's going to be...
High Road.
Oh, you want to do High Road?
I don't know.
Oh, which one?
Hard Road.
Hard Road. Okay.
Are those? Do you have songs that are named Hard and High Road?
Yes, I do. I do. They're competing songs for the road category, you know. So, we're gonna play this one without the harmonica because I'm not gonna get it out. But here
one,
we
go. 1, 2, 3, 2, 2, 3.
Wake up in the morning and I go to bed at night. In the in-between, I try to do what's right. Sometimes I'm weak when I should be strong. I'm a long way from my ancestors. They all live in the past. I think that when I die, I'll meet them at last. Angels to my right and demons to my left. I have to watch my each and every step.
Living is like walking on a razor's edge. It's a hard road and you stumble. You take a fall and you tumble. You get back up and you're back on the road. Back on the road. Back on the road.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you so much. Kingfoot against Siren Song Saturday.
Saturday.
And you will have this this insane tip jar. You will have swag. You will have a new recording.
Yes.
You will have all your instruments. You will have slap bass and good times. It'll be super fun.
Yeah.